have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Jim Rafter adopted. Okay, I'll second that. So Jim Genrick, motion, Rafter second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, approval of minutes from May 13 meeting.
I'll move to approve. Rafter.
Collison, I'll second.
Second is Ted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then did we receive any public comments? Did Debbie get any?
No, we did not.
Okay. We'll close public comments and then on to Sean. Libel Street Surface Transportation Block Grant and the State Municipal Agreement.
Okay. The village has received a grant, a Surface Transportation Block Grant, for the design and reconstruction of Libel Street from State Trunk Highway 172 north to Culp Street. In total, the estimated cost of the project is $5.3 million, which includes design, construction, and construction oversight. We have received a state municipal agreement from the DOT, and on page 2 of the agreement, they have broken out the estimated project cost and funding. In total, the federal funding for this project is $4,264,851 to be exact. The village share would be $1,066,211. Anything in excess of the 80% would be the village's responsibility. The funding, this program does not include, this grant does not include right-of-way acquisition or the improvement to public utilities, sanitary sewer, and water main. It does include a repair to storm sewer, trunkline storm sewer system, manholes, storm leads, and catch basins. The funding is, I mentioned before, the funding is limited. The federal funding is limited to $521,422 for design and $3,743,428 for construction. First half of the project is a reconstruction, second half being rehabilitation. When completed, the hope would be to have sidewalk continuous from beginning to the end of the project on both sides of the street. The scope would also include bicycle accommodations.
Do we know yet if those would be painted lanes or what that would be?
They would be painted lanes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. Can you repeat that? What was that question? Just to accomplish my answer.
Jim had asked if the bike accommodations would be marked, be painted.
Okay, and thank you.
Yes, they would be. Now, when I had put together the application and the estimate, I had assumed, Cadillac design. As we work through the design, we get to roughly speaking 30% design. We would take the typical sections that I just discussed through Public Works Committee, Village Board. There would be a public informational meeting to get comments from the general public. It's my hope that we would improve the bike and pedestrian accommodations. But as we work through the design and gain comment from the general public, things may change. It will be to add bike accommodations and sidewalk on both sides and have a boulevard. It will be a challenge the south half of the project. The right-of-way varies from 55 feet to 70. It's narrow. It's 55 feet wide from just south of the Black Hawk to Mission Street. To build the section, typical section as provided in the surface transportation block grant application will be a challenge because right away acquisition will be needed in that area. But as we work through the design, gain comment. We'll refine project scope.
How much do you expect for right-of-way acquisition?
I don't have that number. I could before the village board meeting, I could determine what that would be roughly under the sections that I just described.
Okay. Yeah, just interested to know.
We would need, roughly speaking, 6 feet of right-of-way between just south of Black Hawk and Mission Street. The right-of-way narrows in that area for whatever reason. South of there, it varies between 60 and 75 feet wide. And then north of Mission, it's back to 60, and north of Alloway Avenue, again, it's no less than 60, and I think it is as wide as 70 or 75 feet wide. Are there any other questions?
No?
You only taken a look at the... Well, I guess we don't have any idea on the potential overages right now, but... All right.
Well, I'll do my best to, under the, I hate to say proposed design because we haven't done any yet, but when I put together the application, I had assumed bike accommodations, boulevard, sidewalk on both sides, parking would be limited to one side. I'll come up with a rough cost to purchase right-of-way acquisition, and then I can do my best to estimate what the public utility improvements would be and what that cost is.
Okay. And Sean, where did the estimate from the project, the overall project, come from?
I had developed that.
Okay.
With the DOT, I put together a cost estimate.
Okay. So, of course, it would be dependent on contractors coming within that budget, right?
Right. Yep. We put together an estimated project cost. We're it's an 80-20% cost share based on cost estimate that I had provided, and it included inflation as well. The project was funded 80-20, and we're capped at 80%. Anything beyond that would be the village's responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah. Construction in 2024 with the acceptance of the grant, and conditions set forth in the agreement, we begin to work with the DOT to hire a consultant. The hope of having a consultant hired by this fall, and money available end of this year. I'd like to get started with the topo so that we can get started with the design right away, 2021. Ideally, you would like a year to acquire right away. So it would leave 2 years to put together the design, gain input from the public, put together the reports that would be needed, and leave a year for right away acquisition.
I think you said in here the PASER rating was a 3.
Yes.
Yep. So it does require a complete reconstruct?
If we're looking to add bike and pedestrian accommodations in the south half of the project, yes. If not, it could be a rehabilitation as well.
Okay.
The north half of the project from Alloway Avenue north to Pelt Street is rehabilitation. We come in and remove the existing asphalt full depth, come in and prepare the existing base, shape and compact the existing base, and put back, I think it's 4 or 4.5 inches of asphalt. It would also include spot repair to curb and gutter and sidewalk.
Okay. And if, let's just say, we went that route, do the Fed still give us the money? 80%?
Yes.
Okay. And what shape are the utilities in?
That's something that we'd have to look into. I'd have to look into. Before the meeting, I quickly looked back at as-built information, and it appears that the underground utilities were installed in the mid-70s. But I'll look into that before the village board meeting, try to determine a rough cost for any improvements.
And at what point do we, so the first part is doing the design, right?
Yep.
Getting the contractor to do the design. If we spend the money for that, and then we decide at that point in time that it shouldn't be a reconstruct from the southern half, but rather just a whatever, or rehabilitation.
Yep.
That's okay to do, right?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to be conservative when I put together the cost estimate because I didn't want the I wanted to make sure I had enough money to have the ability to reconstruct the south half if that was the decision.
Yep.
Can't go back. If I had decided that it was a rehab project and decided that it was a reconstruct, we wouldn't have had the money to reconstruct it. So.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. That's all I got.
Any other questions out there?
So today, just informational, nothing really we need to, or we just give our staff approval to continue the investigation.
This would require multiple more reviews as it goes through, Sean, correct?
Yes, yeah, right. There'd be a 30, a 60, and a 90% review with the DOT. There would be a public informational meeting. We haven't even started any design. This is step number one.
I can only imagine. I was just wondering what we need to do today, if anything, or is this more just informational for this committee?
I need a motion to accept the surface transportation block grant and conditions set forth in the state municipal agreement.
So, actually, the motion would be to recommend to the village board to do so.
Right. Yep.
And I think Ted
made that motion. Okay, so Ted gave us a motion on that.
All right, Ted's the first. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Gingrich second. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, item number 5, sewer lining project, intergovernmental agreement with the City of Green Bay.
This summer we will be lining the St. Mary's sanitary sewer. I've been working with the City of Green Bay to jointly bid and repair the sanitary sewer. Shortly after I was given approval to use some of the remaining 2019 bond funds, I started to call neighboring communities to see if they had a lining project. The Pier had already bid their project. Bellevue had a project, and found that the City of Green Bay I don't know if they had already bid a project, but they were going to bid a project. So we'll be able to add this work to their contract. Their project is much bigger, so they will be administering the contract. This is an intergovernmental agreement that just it indicates that that the village will be responsible for the inspection. It will hold them harmless. They will pay for the work up front, and they'll invoice the village.
Do we? I see in there that the city will open the bids and decide on the vendor. Will we be involved in that process?
Yes, I would think so. They do a lot of this work. They probably know better than us. They have indicated to 3 or 4 contractors that this is their specialty. So,
okay. How about if the bids come in and they're well above what we would want to pay?
I haven't yet got the contract. I'll get that soon. Typically, you always have the right to reject the bid,
even if it's within the city's bid. So if the city wanted to go forward and we didn't?
I'll have to look into that.
Okay. I'm guessing that wouldn't happen, but,
right.
we got hit by some fees before, so.
Yeah, and my hope is, because it's a larger project, that we'd get a better price if we were to bid this one by ourselves.
Yep. No, it makes sense, and it gives us an opportunity to learn, and that's really why I even recommended being part of the whole process, because that way we get to learn about that and hopefully take care of it ourselves or just be more knowledgeable.
That's my hope, too. The more that we can, as communities work together to collaboratively lower cost,
yep,
that's what we should be doing. You're right. We're gonna learn from this, because I don't think we've ever done it before, and we are. So,
do we have any idea how much we're expecting that to cost us?
Yeah, we do have an estimate. Let me just find it.
And if you don't have it handy, just leave it for Tuesday.
I'm estimating that it will cost $70,000, but I'm hoping that the bids come in, unit prices come in lower than that.
Okay. Well, that's a lot lower than the cost to replace them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just a third of the cost. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Well, Sean, if I remember correctly, the longevity of this is right on par with a replacement, correct?
It's
the longevity of the
characteristics of this liner are no different than a new pipe.
Now,
Okay, do you need a motion? Or any
further questions?
One comment. There is going to be a change. Yeah, there's a change on the back page. As far as signing the contract will be President Rafter, to stay consistent with other contracts we have.
Excellent. So do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to recommend to the Village Board to enter into the intergovernmental agreement with the City of Green Bay.
So Rafter made the motion. Do we have a second? Gingrich, second. I saw your hand go up. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, item number 6, 2020 construction project update.
And Lynn, Kurt's here too now. Hello, Kurt.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
No worries.
Okay, I'll give you a quick update on the village's public works construction projects. St. Mary's Street, lower layer binder, lower layer of asphalt has been placed on St. Mary's Street. The final layer of asphalt will not go down until the sewer improvements have been made. Arbor Lane, the lower layer of asphalt has been placed. The final layer of asphalt being placed within a week or two. Garland Street, that work has been completed. On that street, we had come in and milled 2 inches and placed 2 inches of asphalt, along with spot repair curb and gutter. The alleyway work has been completed. We had resurfaced the Claude Alloway Terrace alleyway east of Riverside Drive, and we have resurfaced, repaved the alleyway behind Associate Bank, the south of St. Joseph Street. Old River Condominium Trail Project, Northeast Asphalt will be in soon to fine grade and pave the trail. There are some spot repairs to the Longview On Trail Project that will be done here in the near future. Construction of the Bethel Baptist Pond Project will begin, is anticipated to begin middle of July. That is all that I have for updates right now.
When do you expect the sewer work to be completed and the final paving, say, on St. Mary's?
End of September.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're hopeful. We have in the lining contract that the lining work on St. Mary's be completed by, I believe it's the 7th of August, early in August. And then the pipe bursting of the sewer laterals would take place after that, with a completion date of, early to middle part of September. I want to provide that contractor enough time in the hopes of getting good prices. We have coordinated the schedule with Northeast Asphalt, the general contractor, for the resurfacing project, that is acceptable to them.
Are any residents having their laterals replaced as a part of this project, do you know?
No, I don't know of any right now, but if the contractor has availability, I'm sure that they'll work with them to remove and replace the private side.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know one resident reached out, so. Have you heard from any residents?
Just a couple. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So does that increase the cost significantly to put down the binding course, leave that for a while, and then dig that back up? I mean, I assume they have to
Are they going to take that back out to do the sewer work?
No, it will require, to do the work, we're going to have to cut into the newly placed asphalt, but it would be limited to a 6x6 or an 8x8 foot area. In some cases, these laterals are connected, roughly speaking, the same location and to the main line, so it would be one pit in that in that area. But no, it's not uncommon on our reconstruct projects. Typically, you plate the manholes, you pave over them with the lower layer, and then you come back, cut out the asphalt, and adjust the manholes and valves. I did quickly come up with an estimate for the repaving of those small, we'll call them patches. We're looking at about $1,000, so not a big expense.
Cool.
And then when they're done, you put the final layer on top, and you never know that you did the work.
Good.
I've heard from a couple of residents, and they're very happy with how it's working right now. So,
good to hear.
Excellent. Any other questions regarding construction project update?
Nope.
All right. Next item is adjournment.
Lynn, you are getting an award for the shortest public works meeting ever.
I think
so. Very impressive.
But that is all thanks to Sean. We only have three items. So, okay, who made the motion?
This is Ted. So move.
Ted first. Okay, who second?
I'll second.
Okay, Raptor said it. Gingrich's hand went up. So.
Oh, sorry. Give it to Jim.
We can have a simultaneous Jim squared in second. So, all those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Everybody have a wonderful night, and thank you, Sean, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
So, Brad, it's just you and I, and I don't know how to get out.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with my recording.
I can't get the red phone to come up.
I can get you out, I think. Good night.
Night.